Gary, 3 points, clean sheet and a first win for Blackpool at Fratton Park in a very long time. How does that feel?
It was a fabulous performance for us, from us. You know, to come here, like you say, in front of 17,500, keep a clean sheet and score two very good goals. And limit them, I think, to only one shot on target. The lads deserve an enormous amount of credit for their work, right? And it just shows, yeah, through hard work and the organisation, what can be achieved, yeah. There's still certain areas where, you know, even at half time, we spoke about we got into some great areas first half and didn't punish them enough. And we spoke about that second half and did better. But there's more to come from us. I honestly believe that on that performance, from that performance today.
From a tactical point of view, what was the key to the victory in terms of, well, you mentioned obviously restricting them and their shots on target.
You have to be organised against Kenny Jackett's teams, because, you know, he does wonderful with his teams in terms of that himself. So, and that's probably the best thing I've said in this interview. You know, we worked on getting Nathan Delfonso free, and with the experience of Jimmy Ryan and Jay Spearing in there today, you know, we had several opportunities to do that. We just didn't, like I say, produce enough end products for the times and the opportunities that we got in there first half especially. But we had to be defensively right. I thought the goalkeeper was outstanding again, coming for crosses and collecting it and calm. Back four, you know, they won the headers against Hawkins. It's difficult. And the clearances today were spot on from them, and all over. They all worked extremely hard.
Another away win against another big side in League One as well.
Yeah. You know, it's no coincidence. It's a lovely surface out there as well. It's something that we went through last season. But, you know, we've got to take this now into next weekend's game as well.
Carl Vassell back in the team this afternoon. A goal as well. How important is he going to be for you now in the running?
Yeah, we spoke pre-game, you know, that the importance he had and how we had to manage him to get him through. And, you know, he looked rusty at times with one or two of his link hold up play first half, but his finish is a wonderful finish for us, and we thought he should have had one earlier, like I say, from a great build up with Nathan Delfonso's pass, but he shot near side instead of across. But yeah, you saw the value of him today for us.
I know you say you're obviously important now to carry that forward. How do you assess the league table this afternoon after those 3 points? I think I'm right in saying, does that move you 6 points clear at the bottom three?
I haven't got a clue, I've not seen it. So, you know, we just concentrate on the performances and trying to get the results, and we've got to try and do the same again next week when we're back at home to Northampton.
One negative, if at all, really. Colin Daniel coming off at the end there, holding his shoulder.
Yeah.
Early assessment on that?
No, he should be okay. It's just a bang. You know, we lost Sean Longstaff in the build up to this, but we expect him to be back in next week, so hopefully, you know, Colin's okay and he's fitting well for next week.
What's the injury for Sean?
He had a bang on his hip. I don't know why I'm doing that with my foot. So he had a bang on his hip, and unfortunately didn't make it.
Just finally a word on your supporters. I know you went to see them pre-match and then everyone post-match.
Yeah, brilliant. Like I say, it's not the easiest of places to come. How many did we have?
264
is a magnificent effort, and I'm glad we could send them home happy again, and it's important that you recognise the effort that they make. You know, I thought they were terrific, and again, 250 in a 17,000 crowd, we could hear them from where we are, and it's important to us.